and let them have dominion.
The kingdom of God is within people. It's the advancement of the people that is advancement.
Because
of the
faith must be backed by
the assignment of this ministry is found from that verse.
You're onto a word encounter as Pastor David Ogbeli ministers God's word to you with simplicity and power. God bless you.
He created them to control the earth, to control the circumstances on earth, just like God controls the heavens.
Amen. Just sit down for a few minutes. We are going back to the same assignment, just to show you one or two things. Prayer. This is the beginning of the service. Today's service is a prayer service. We're going to the camp meeting events begins from tomorrow evening, but the advertised date is Thursday. But there are other things that will start from tomorrow. For example, there is a revival training that's going to start. So some of the speakers will be arriving some tomorrow, and then of course from there we'll pick up. And by tomorrow you see that we're going to have people coming from different parts of the country, hundreds of people, to be in that revival training that will end on Thursday morning, and then that evening the camp meeting event begins proper. So a lot of things are going to be happening, a lot of traveling, people, countries from Middle East, from Europe, from US, from South Africa, from everywhere, and it's prayer that will get them here and get them back. We have had camp meetings for 15 years. We don't have headache. We don't have accidents. We don't have people having any story on the road. And we move thousands of people. We only have one method of doing that. To turn loose the hand of the Almighty God, the man that rules the universe. But I want to say this before I get you back. If we don't pray, God does not work. Man will have to do only the work. All the work. But when we pray, God does the work. If we don't, we do all the work. And there's very little we can do. Prayer is the currency of the spiritual world. They don't accept naira there. They don't use dollars there. There is something that must ascend from the earth before heaven responds. It's prayer. The Old Testament, they represent it like incense. The only other thing similar to that is praise and worship. If it does not ascend from the earth, there is no response from God. Let me show you. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. And when people are praying, those are the kind of scriptures you should put up. Not to be projecting camp meeting or something. You know, call upon me and I'll answer you, and I'll show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So there are great and mighty things we don't know, and then there are great and mighty things we can't do. If when we pray, God will start showing us revelations, and God will start doing things that our ability cannot do. For example, every evening of committee is going to be revival services. People are going to be getting healed, getting saved, getting filled with the Holy Spirit, all kinds of supernatural events. But we can't do it. We can't do it. People are going to come in here on wheelchair and leave their wheelchair behind, come in here with crutches. But we can't do it. No pastor can do it. Any man of God that tries to take that credit is being foolish and stupid. Because no man can do it. But when we pray, God does the work. God does the work. It's prayer. If you notice, a lot of construction and building and all of that has been going on. And building can be very distracting. Very, very distracting. One of the reasons I don't get involved with it. Till now, I've not built anything. And I really want to honor Pastor Shola and PCJ for what you have done. Please, let's give them, you know, you particularly, you know, last time I wanted to offer you holidays to Dubai and all that, and your wife delivered. This time you can't escape it. Baby or no baby, we have to invite mother-in-law or somebody else to look after the baby, or the baby should go with the parents, you know. Sometimes when I want to drive with Pastor Sarah, we don't want the kids disturbing us. But because, for example, Pastor Sarah was gisting me last night. Somebody fell in the middle of the night. That's around what time of the night? 3 a.m. A group of people were walking on top of those scaffold that high and fell there on the floor and was lifeless. You know what saved the situation? He was around by that 3 a.m. They even told me that you slept here. That's crazy. He sleeps here. Can you imagine? Where is Pastor Phoebe? You have to be a special type of woman to, you know, God Almighty will honor you and bless you and bless you. That's what saved the situation. Because that guy was lifeless. And the people rushed to come and call him. And I don't know what put that in his heart. They prayed for him and now rushed him. They said, whether it's plank, he was put on planks and rushed him to hospital. And we're building a place where people will come and receive life, and the devil wants to kill somebody on that same ground. And you know, by that 3 a.m., because they are trying to get everything ready, some of these boys have been walking since morning. They are tired. Some are even sleepy. You need to see sometimes you find them at that kind of time. If the person has been walking since morning, you'll be feeling sleepy. You are tired. You can fall off. Paul was preaching one time. I've been preaching all night. And somebody fell off on that night vigil and died. Uticus, is that his name? Fell and died in church. But thank God he had to go down there and raise him from the dead. If not, we will have a case of death while you're preparing for coming. Are you people seeing what is involved in? If you think dealing with Satan and dealing with the kingdom of darkness is just my business. No. And it's not just a matter of prayer meeting. Just a few people. That's why I asked you guys that were praying, you come to pray an hour before every service to come in so that this other one, because I saw some sitting down discussing inside church. Even if you can't pray for any other person, you come inside God's presence, you should humble yourself and pray for yourself and think about your own state, your own spiritual condition. And then such people that cry, God will move in the service and reach them. Then becoming a bigger person is now to extend it and pray for others. Let me show you something about prayer. Revelation chapter 8. From verse 3, there are priestly angels. This is what happens in heaven. You know, we do our own part on earth. You need to know what is happening behind the scene. That's what I want to show you. When you are praying here, what is happening in the unseen world? Okay, the saints were praying on the earth, and this is what is happening behind the scene. Another angel came and stood at the altar. So even in heaven, you have altar. You have the throne of God. In front of that throne is an altar. And that's where all the prayers that come from the earth, including worship, reports. And he ascends like incense. That angel came and stood at the altar, having golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. So you see the throne, God is sitting on it. In front of it is an altar, a golden altar. And that's where you offer the prayers of people, the prayers of God's people. We are going to collect so much incense this service and send it up there. When the people, even from the time they start moving, leaving their houses, things will start happening. You know, we have had camp meeting, people just cross the arena where the meeting is holding. Nobody has prayed for them, they get healed. It's angels, angels, angels. When you talk about prayer, you're talking about activating the ministry of angels. And then he took this incense and the prayers of the saints and offered it on the altar. And look at what happened, verse 4. And smokes of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hands. And when he has ascended before God, what is the next thing? There will be return. There will be a move of God on the earth. Okay, let me show it to you in the next verse. And the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from that altar, and cast it where? Into the earth. You see, something must ascend before something returns. So when we said the fire of God falling in the meeting, the power of God is falling, the anointing is falling. Sometimes you see people falling under the power, you see people getting out of wheelchair. A lot of transaction has completed. It's a cycle, it's like rainfall. There is evaporation, then evaporation reaches a point, there is condensation. Then the third stage is rainfall. The water comes from the earth first. They rise as vapor. Then they cool and condense, and then they fall back. That's why as they gather in the sky starts changing. It starts getting dark. It gets to a point, even an average person can tell, so rain is going to fall. That's what happens when we pray. There's a place we get to in prayer. The spiritual atmosphere thickens. You get to a meeting. Ordinarily, shout hallelujah. People will be jumping out of wheelchair. People will wonder what is going on. They think the preacher is some special person. And we love giving the credit to human beings. I will never, never till I die take God's glory. Never. I know what is behind this thing. And I've also tried it without prayer. And it doesn't work. Scream and shout. Nothing happens. One time we finished, I had to go home. I was on my face crying for a whole day. God said, you see? And you know, like this kind of construction thing, all of us are busy, drawn into the natural side of life. And because it has to be done, somebody has to do it. We can't get the people there and leave them. Environment will mess up everything. But pastors can be drawn into that so much that they leave this transaction. And then when we get there, we can't help anybody. Because there's nothing we can do without the anointing. There's nothing we can do. Talk cannot do it. That's why we have a lot of talking pastors in Lagos. Can't deliver. When it comes to talking, anybody can talk. But these ministers have been backed by mind-boggling signs and wonders. And there's no secret. It's prayer. All are senior pastors. They can tell you one after the other. We all learned in the school of prayer. All nights. Early morning prayers. Retreats. You heard it, prayerful Christian, a powerful Christian, a prayerless Christian, powerless Christian. There is no going around about that. There's no shortcut. There's no short. Prayerful church, powerful church, prayerless church, powerless church. And the angel took the censer. You see, that same censer he used to offer the incense, he now took it and filled it with fire from the altar in heaven now. Fire is about to fall from heaven. If you want to know what is behind, no reason why do people fall under the power? They think preachers push them. When I was young too, I used to think, and we used to make mockery of that with my friends. We were in secondary school, we even pushed them, some other people will cash. We thought it was a joke. This is what is called divine electricity. Fire. And cast it into the earth. And there were voices, thunderings, lightnings, and earthquakes. So this coming, we're going to have thunderings, lightnings, divine lightning. It's going to shock people. I have been in meetings where it shocked the whole congregation. Everybody went under the power, including the people preaching. All of us. Earthquakes. God is going to move mountains. All those things that look like they are such a heavy problem. You will move them, melt them from their foundation. But it's the fire of God that does that. Fire of God does that. There will be voices. God is going to speak. People say, I don't know how this will hear from God. Get into prayer, you will soon discover what. There's a place you get into prayer, your spiritual faculties open. You hear from God and you know. It's not you, guesswork. But this one, I'm not sure whether it's my mind or whatever. Get in further. Get in further. Get in further. There's a place you get to. It's as clear as day and night. God is going to speak. He's going to speak clearly. And one word from God is all it takes to change a man's life. One. So, there are two kinds of prayers. Ephesians 6 verse 18. I want to show you this one. Two major kinds of prayers. There is praying, natural prayer, and there is spiritual praying or supernatural prayer. There is natural praying. You pray with your understanding. You pray in the arm of the flesh. And after 2-3 minutes, you wonder, what are these people still doing? Because you are tired. You have said everything you need to say. Of course, the flesh does not like to pray. Then there is praying in the spirit. And look at what he said there. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. Where? In the spirit. If you want to be able to go the distance, sort out more things, you have to learn how to pray in the spirit. And there are only two ways you can do that. One is praying in tongues. So you let the Holy Spirit in, you pray in a heavenly language. You will achieve more, you will go much further. You will sort out both seen and unseen problems. And there's a second way you can do it. You can pray with your own language, with your own understanding, but you need to pray under the anointing. Like when a person is prophesying. When a person that is prophesying is speaking normal language, but he's not speaking from his... He's speaking under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Like when you guys worship. You know, we can tell when you worship in the Spirit. The anointing falls in the service. And when you are struggling in the flesh, nothing moves. When you cross over and the anointing comes upon you, there is a difference. It's the same thing with prayer. When you leave the flesh, where you are struggling with the weaknesses of the flesh, and step into the spirit, the anointing comes upon you. These things flow out of you, utterances. The words are no more just what you are able to think through with your mind. You still use your mind, but utterances are words that are coming out from your deep, from your spirit man, and are flowing, and you, at that moment, you are doing accurate, precise spiritual transaction. Such prayers can never go unheard. Never. You heard that some prayers go unanswered, those are prayers that are prayed in the flesh. The prayer you pray in the flesh faces a lot of obstacles because sometimes Satan can even stop it. And that incense was not able to ascend. And so he can't get you the result you need. Praying in the Spirit is letting the Holy Spirit pray through you or praying by the power of the Holy Spirit. So he said, always pray like that. Pray always. With all prayer and supplication in the spirit. Watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So, for example, when we say we move thousands of people, we do events, we do programs, we travel around the world every year. And God has been able to keep us safe. Do you know why? Because it's not just praying in the spirit. That's how we are able to watch. You know the word watch is? It's intelligence. You know, Pastor Shola, prayer and spiritual intelligence go hand in hand. The security of God's people is found here. You know, we were in an open field doing a crusade. with thousands and thousands of people. You can imagine multitudes. And the devil wanted to create a scene so he can, you know, he suffered so much defeat. If you see amount of healings and deliverances and problems, and you know, each of these is a major defeat for the kingdom of darkness. Imagine sometimes witches have spent years to create one problem, and in one blow is destroyed by the power of God. You know, he said, for this reason was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And they go back to square one. Somebody they have bound that he will not have a child. Just one brain. So, you are creating conflict in the spiritual world. And on this particular day, 3 days crusade, the devil wanted to create a counter attack. If he has succeeded, for example, if you watch Reham Bonke's crusade in Benin, he suffered so much defeat. So what he did last day, he created a panic on the road. And when people started panicking and running, you know that kind of multitude, 14 people died. They trampled on people. That's the devil. Somebody said, how do you know he's the devil? Anyway, the wizards in Benin later came out, because there was a little, people were confused. You know, the public is always confused. They don't know what's going on, especially over spiritual things. And while that was going on, this group of wizards went on Ibonadian television and said, we caused the problem. The interviewer said, you are taking responsibility for the death of it. He said, yes. He said, those people that are calling the name of Reham Bonke should leave Reham Bonke alone. The white man has only one blame. This is what they said. They said, what is his blame? He said, he should have gone to learn from Archbishop Idahosa how to come to Benin. That when Idahosa comes to Benin to do crusade, a day or two before the crusade, he will bring a robot or tailors, so they will come and pay homage to the author of Benin. That Bible says, give honor to whom honor is due. That he came into town and refused to greet the author and just went and started the crusade. That in anger, they look for a loophole. Are you seeing? Just this is an example of whatever. Are you seeing? And they looked for a loophole. And that day they saw, as the crowd was such that they were looking for, they tried to attack in the meeting, the fire was too much. They found, as the people were leaving on the road, they saw loopholes. Now, to the normal man, what he saw is stampede. People started, what started that thing that made people want to run? Nobody has been able to explain it, including those that were running. Because they thought they heard something, that there was whatever. And then people started running. And in running, nobody cared about another person. They marched, because it's human beings that killed those people. People that fell down. Instead of people clearing for them, they marched on them and killed them. Because they were running for their own safety. Now, think about what I'm telling you. Now, because, you know, this your natural world is controlled by your seen world. And your seen world has the negative supernatural and the positive supernatural. For example, you see some accidents. Because I'm aware that there are also human error. But even the so-called human error, many a time the enemy now takes advantage of it. But there are many cases. Where the people involved can't even explain what happened. But of course, you bring the experts, they will still find an explanation. Barrister was telling me what happened in a court. I think it was last week. A lawyer went to court to defend his client in the middle of the court. As he was talking, he just bent down and started coughing. Cough, fell, and he was dead. And I said, if somebody that knew what some of us know was there, you would have sacked that small demon, brought him back. But of course, they were running up and down, confused, including the judge, tried to get into hospital. He died before they even started the journey. Young man, and his career ended, his life ended. He went to defend a case where the opponents made deal with negative supernatural. They brought a judge to me, can call his name. Handsome man, tall, a judge. One of our high courts was a case, a land case. He was sitting, still delivering. Half of his body went paralyzed. Half of his body from head down. And he could not complete his judgment because he couldn't talk anymore. And they carried him out of the court. Of course, the daughter has been in Dominion City and he's been kind of persecuting her. But at that moment, he said, please, you have to get me to that, your pastor. You know, some of these intellectuals, when they hit the rock, they remember God. Thank God, God saved them, and that was it. Thank God for the anointing. So, praying always with all prayer. Pastor Shola, this is how we can take care of all the brethren. You see what he's saying? With all prayer and supplication. If we do it in the spirit, and then watching thereunto. Watching means, as we pray, as prayers are going on, we should be alert to spiritual intelligence. Remember, there will be voices. God will send signals back. It might be visions of the night. It might be fire. It can't fire. Fire to Pastor Sarah. Fire to Pastor Shola. If it's something you think that is important, you need to know. Because what happened in that crusade is, I got on the stage and I was worshiping and I was getting ready to start the healing service. Intelligence came through. Wow! He said, stop. I said, what is it? He said, there is a mighty scorpion moving towards the crowd from the back. He wants to sting at least 3 people before he's killed. I said, which side? He said, on that section. So I told everybody on that section to move forward and shift and clear. And you know, there were those lights. And the moment they see the stuff, right where people. And of course, they killed it before it was able to sting anybody. Now, God can also take care of it. It will come and still not be able to do the job. Angels can do anything. But in this particular case, intelligence has gotten through. When intelligence gets through, God wants us to use it. If he does not reveal anything, he takes care of it. But if he reveals it, he wants us to do something about it. Somebody said, what are you talking about? Deuteronomy 29:29. Show them what I'm saying. We can pray for the sick now. People will be healed all over this place without me having to know what is wrong with anybody. But if God gives you a word of knowledge about somebody's case, he wants that case, and that case will receive instant healing. Okay. The secret things belong to the Lord. So you see, anything God keeps, he takes care of. It's his own business. I don't have to bother about that. There are things we don't know about that God takes care of for us every day. There are a lot of unseen battles he fights for us every day. And the things he keeps to himself, they are his business. But the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this, that we may do. What he reveals, he means he wants you to take action. Now, you know, a very lovely lady, very godly woman, but she has this husband that is not saved, that is also stubborn, you know. But she has been protecting him with her prayers, and it works. If somebody is in your life that is not saved, I don't mean you as a Christian, you should go and have a relationship or marry somebody that is unsafe. But some of us are already married before coming to know Christ. You can keep your family safe. But this particular time, that man himself, the wife finished praying all the night, the man himself saw a vision where he died. And he died around Lokojong, his way to Abuja. He does contracts with government, and he had an appointment that Monday morning. So he had this vision, woke up panting in the middle of the night, woke the wife up, told the wife what happened. God has used me to be a blessing to their family, so he respects me so well. It happens that I was out of town. There's one person that can talk him out of. So he woke up in the morning, and the woman begged him not to make the trip, but he refused. Because the minister had given him appointment. He was supposed to seal a deal, another contract in Abuja. And he died on the road. It was a motor accident. He saw it clearly. Saw himself lying there lifeless. Saw the accident, describes the whole thing. And so the wife said, which one is more important, your life or the? He said, no, just pray for me. I know God answers you. I'm the one that is a sinner. God will answer you, but I cannot miss that appointment. So he enters his vehicle and left. And the lady was trying to reach me. I was out of town doing a conference. Sometimes when I'm in a conference, my phones, I don't touch it sometimes for days. When I'm hooked into that anointing, I don't deal with television. I do my best to stay away from anything called phone call. You see, there's intelligence involved here. You can't be listening to God. I'm listening to men. You have to. That's why a lot of people too can't hear God. That's why we need retreats. We are concerned a lot with this side of life. But there is this other side that we need if we are going to win here. That's why periodically sometimes a retreat will help you. Where you disconnect some of this noise and distractions. And so, by the time they reach me Monday evening, he has already died. Because he made the journey, just like he saw himself, got to Lokoja, had the accident, and died there. And the wife was crying uncontrollably. And I told her, because she wanted to question God, I said, no, you can't. What is revealed belongs to us, so we can take action. List, for example, I was now sure that I couldn't tell her this part, but I was talking with our pastors, because two of the pastors were also worried. They said, but they prayed. I said, yes, it's not just prayer and intelligence, they work hand in hand. Prayer and intelligence, if prayer alone does it, why do we teach you God's word now? When you pray after you have knowledge, you do a better job. Prayer and intelligence. When you start praying, there's a part it gets to. God starts sending back. For example, after you spend time in prayer, you go to the toilet, you might be in a shower, some of the things, returns for what you have prayed will start coming. You will think it's your thought. It's not. It's inspired ideas, inspired thoughts. It's God's word. That's how it comes. Like text messages. You are waiting for a phone call where somebody will start talking. No, and it's just dropping. We have work to do. Because I have a lot of people to teach, to help, to understand spiritual things. But anyway, here is the point. In this case, it wasn't even like that. His own came in form of a clear vision. And he's still. And this is the sad part. That day when he died, he didn't get to Abuja. That minister was sent by the president to represent him in South. So even if he got there, he would have still missed the appointment. The man was delegated. The president was supposed to go and open up some project, and he sent him. And I was watching it on TV, and I felt so sad for him. So our pastors asked me, and I explained to them. I said, okay, let's assume he was so stubborn. that he needed to go. They lived in Enugu then. Why didn't he go by flight? Since the case was very clear that it was a land road accident. Why didn't you change plan? Fly to Lagos or fly to Abuja? Why didn't you change direction and avoid Lokoja? It will take a little more time, but you will get there. Why? So, the people pull that. If you see the mighty scorpion that, like my hand, scorpion from hell, because we don't see that kind of scorpions easily. Dark skinned. He killed it. And of course, that night we had technical knockout. If you see healings, and of course, by the time they even killed it, people started getting healed because they were wondering, how did that man stand there to know? And I wish I'm always tuned in. Are you always tuned in to CNN? Sometimes you change channel. And sometimes we tune off the spirit and tune into the... I can live like that. But then if I do, how can I be a good husband? How can I be a real father to my kids? Oh, my daughter is just finishing, she's getting ready to go to university. And yesterday I took her out. You know, just daddy's day out, just me and her. And a lot of things to talk about. How can you do that? You're just in the spirit. Now, we can be in the spirit and still function here. But it's not just like that easy. I've been caught up in that in sometimes a whole week. And I can't function in this other realm. You can keep a balance of the two worlds, yes. And that's how God meant for us to live here. But there's also a dimension you can get into. Somebody got too far into that and God took him. He went over without even dying. His name was in the Bible, Enoch. So Ephesians 6 verse 18. How do we take care of all this bread from everywhere? Praying in the spirit. Do you know 100 people praying in the spirit will accomplish more than 1,000 people praying in the understanding. Because it's not just you praying, the Holy Spirit is involved. Okay, let me show you the scripture. Romans chapter 8. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought to find it. There are two problems we have here that the Holy Spirit helps us to address. The first is weaknesses of the flesh. Why people don't pray? Why people are weak in prayer? Jesus told his disciples to come and pray with him in Gethsemane. And he went down, prayed a little, came back and found all of them asleep. If it was food, they would be awake. Sports, they would be awake. Home video, they will be awake. Prayer, they slept off. What is that? The flesh fights the spirit. That's why some of us are weak. Before I even read this, maybe you should show them what I just said. Galatians chapter 6, from verse 16. The flesh wars, high wars against the spirit. Let's take it up all the way to, let's start from 16. 5, Galatians 5, not 6. Okay, walk in the spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Verse 17. For the flesh lust against the spirit against the flesh. These two are contrary one to another, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Please give me another translation. That word lust is conflict. The two are constantly. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the spirit wants. The spirit gives us desire that are opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other. So you are not free to carry out your good intention. This is why some people can have good intention and not able to keep it. When Jesus came and met them sleeping, he said to them, pray that you enter not into temptation. He said, the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. Please show them that place. Of course, it's recorded twice, so you can pick any of them, Matthew or Luke. The spirit is willing. It's discussing prayer. Your spirit wants to commune with God. Your spirit wants to study the word of God. Your spirit wants to live godly. Where is the problem? The flesh. How do we solve the problem? That's what I want to show you now. Watch and pray that you enter into temptation. You need to have a prayer life. You don't have it, you'll be weak all the time. You'll just be falling. Anytime small thing comes up, you fall. You want to have victory over temptation and over the flesh all the time. There are two provisions in the Bible. One is that you are going to have a prayer life. The other is you must have a word life. You must constantly feed your spirit. Whatever you feed is stronger. If you feed the flesh will be too powerful. And you will always be a slave to it. You will always be misbehaving. You know, a sister was sick and we were called upon to come to the rescue, and we got to the house to pray for her. And the first two things that we saw there, right in the parlor, this long heap of gossip magazines in Lagos. And then this other long heap, two heaps, one has one particular title and the other one another title. She does not miss it. And I saw it, I said, no wonder. No wonder she is this carnal. No wonder she is so worldly. No wonder she is so weak. No wonder. And of course, you know the kind of things you read there. One pastor caught in adultery. Governors with how many concubines. All those. How can you be spiritual? This is the only thing you feed yourself on. Bad news sells. And sometimes after they do the caption, you now read, I don't read those nonsense anyway, but you now read down, they will now explain towards the ending that it's not like that, too, that somebody just, they will give you another story that somebody countered it. One day we woke up in Nigeria, Idahosa caught with cocaine. Everybody knows who is Archbishop Idahosa. So this paper sold all over. I bought one. Then towards the ending, they said, actually, that is not Archbishop Idahosa. It's just another Benin young man called Idahosa. The Idahosa name is a popular name. They have sold their paper. So his lawyer tried to say, threaten, issue suit. Said, no need. The backbiters bite at the back. But we, he said, we don't push drugs, we push the word. That's what we take around the world. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Well, don't have time for those nonsense. You think everybody comes to a good place and is looking for something good? Some are just looking for something. So, there are two ways to stay away from temptation. This is one of them. Prayer is one of them. There's another one. Can you show it to them? They will come back here. We have done three offshoots now. We need to trace back. But try this. Psalm 119. How shall a young man keep his way aright? He answered the question. How shall a young man live a godly life? He answered the question. By taking heed thereunto, according to your word. By taking heed thereunto. It's not reading the Bible once in a year or once in a, it should be part of your daily routine. Feeding your spirit. Even if your career is so tight, you have to jump out 4 a.m. every day, load it into your car. Load it into your phone. Put an earphone while you are typing in the office. Load the scripture into your phone. Load it into your system, your laptop. Load it into your iPad. Where shall a young man cleanse his? Where can people stay pure? By taking heed thereunto according to your word. The next verse. Thy word have I hid. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Let me not wander for your commandments. You see? Then add that verse. Is it verse 30? Your word have I hid in my heart. I'm not sure it's verse 30. That I might not sin against you. Your word have I hid in my heart. Let's look at that verse 11. That I might not sin against. If you don't put it there, there is nothing to protect you. Temptations are everywhere. Nothing. You don't have defense. Now, this is one, which is the word. What's the other? Prayer. Go back to where we were. Pray that you enter not into temptation. Okay, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Now, look at that statement. The spirit indeed is willing, but what about the flesh? Very weak. So, you see the situation we find ourselves. You're born again, you're a child of God. But what is born again is inside. What is not born again is still outside. That's why they promised us that at his coming, this our body will be clothed with immortality. Mortality will be clothed with immortality. And corruption will be clothed with incorruption. That is, this appetite for sin that you find in the flesh will vanish. You will be as pure as God. But that's the rapture. But between now and then, when you receive Christ, your spirit has been made like God. Inside you, you are like Christ. Your spirit has the nature of God. Your spirit hungers for the things that pleases God. But you still have So what is our job? To keep this under control. Which is why one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is self-control. What are we controlling? The flesh, the fallen, the appetites of the flesh. And it's not just when it comes to sin. The flesh also opposes you when you want to do something that will help your destiny. Something that will help you to grow spiritually. Check all the things that produce success. It's like climbing a hill. All the things that lead to failure is like going down a hill. How hard is it to sleep till 1 p.m. every day? So waking up by 5, waking up by 5:30. Not hard. But when you want to wake up by 5, hey, the flesh will tell you, that's when they sleep. You know about early morning sleep. If you train yourself that way, you'll be useless. How successful will you be in your career? How many times will you apologize for coming late? It's traffic, sir. Sir, it's traffic. The other guys that come in, they live in another Lagos. You are the only one that live in a special Lagos. Why didn't you type the assignments that we gave you yesterday to type? We're supposed to use it in a board meeting this morning. Sir, you don't understand. It's the children. My children were so troubled. I didn't have time for anything. Sir, please. Are you the only married person in that place? is the same excuse that we are making for spiritual failures. Lord, you don't understand. I have to get up every day. You know, because they will sack you, you get up to go to work. But because you don't see God issuing a query, you ignore his own. But somewhere along the line, life will issue that query. Because issues will rise up in life, you don't have the anointing to deal with it. You've been indulging in the flesh for so long that there is no power in your spiritual life. You don't. You don't have it. When that lawyer collapsed in court, I'm sure there is some Christian inside that court. All those other lawyers, all those people pray, I'm sure there is one of them. What? Probably as empty as the one that collapsed. It gets me angry when I am watching the TV and I see somebody fall or is struggling with life and then people are shouting, can somebody help? Somebody come and help me. That's the moment to rebuke the devil and save that life. Especially when they show any sign that that man crying even attends church. You don't even know what to do. Do you know that even an unbeliever, even a sinner, even a very bad sinner, can scream the blood of Jesus, and there will be a breakthrough. Because that's one thing that can work for sinners. Then you scream and the guy dies. Somebody help me. The spirit is willing, the flesh is very weak. I've learned that. If I don't discipline this stuff, useless your life. It will useless your career. It will useless your marriage. Because you'll be jumping around with everybody you see. It will useless your destiny. And if you're a student, it will useless your studies. The flesh likes to eat. The flesh likes to sleep. Flesh likes to enjoy. Flesh likes to sleep around. Flesh likes to gossip. It likes to throw tantrum. Think about little kids. It takes somebody's toy. It's another baby. Give it back to him. Or you collect it and give it. It falls on the floor. Start throwing tantrum. As small as that little boy is, he already has that overpampered flesh. But of course, you can let them get away with it because they are still babies. First year, maybe second year. But the problem we have now is that we have married men with children that are still throwing tantrum. Small issue in their marriage, tantrum starts. And they're not talking to each other for 1 week. You still have grown-ups that are still throwing tantrums. Because when the flesh should have been disciplined, it wasn't disciplined. And they've grown up with it. And now it's tampering with destiny. So, part of what happens energizes you to say no to the flesh is prayer.
This is the end of this part. Please play the next tape in the series.